Jamboree.
Welcome to the Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to the Weekly Jubilee. Don't be a stranger. We want you to be a member of
This half-hour of fun and melody is brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest-selling fine table syrup. For that rich, real maple flavor to give your pancakes, waffles, and hot biscuits that final touch of deliciousness. Jack Horner sat in a corner, tuned into the Haley guy. He turned off the dial and said with a smile, "Can't something be done about this?" Jack Haley!
Thank you. Thank you, Warren.
Quiet. Why? Quiet now. Why, Jack, you've still got Tilly the joke meter hen with you. What's the idea?
Well, don't you remember that joke salesman left her here last week, Warren? Somebody has to give her a home. And I want to tell you something, Warren. Tilly's become very fond of me.
She has?
Yes.
Well, isn't it difficult, Jack, keeping her with you all the time?
Yes, it is, Warren, especially when I'm rehearsing my part in the show at home.
Well, why? What happened?
Well, she's laid eggs in every room in the house.
Well, isn't that a bit uncomfortable?
Yes, Warren, particularly in my bedroom, because I have a habit of walking around in my bare feet.
But, Jack, you could wear slippers.
No, Warren, I'm wearing egg beaters.
Egg beaters? Why egg beaters?
Well, you see, I like my eggs scrambled. And you know, she lays eggs in my bed, too, Warren.
Yeah, well, doesn't that affect your sleep?
No, I sleep sunny side up.
Oh, doesn't bother. Then Tilly really sleeps with you, huh?
Yes, Warren, she sleeps at the foot of the bed, right next to my feet. You know, birds of a feather flock together.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm pigeon-toed. Oh, quiet, Tilly, quiet.
Hello, Jack. Aren't you embarrassed with Tilly on your arm?
I was embarrassed last night, Wendy. I went to a movie and took Tilly with me.
Well, how did she embarrass you, Jack?
Well, the theater was dark, and one of the ushers saw us and hollered, "Hey, you, get that chicken off your knee." And immediately half of the audience straightened up. And, Wendy, I've got to tell you this. Last night, Tilly ate a calendar, and all this morning she was laying dated eggs.
Yeah, well, what's tickling her, Jack?
I guess it's the whiskers on that last yolk.
Well, Jack, I see you still have Tilly.
Yes, Virginia, isn't she cute?
No, she certainly is.
quiet, Tilly, quiet.
And what a cute little bracelet you bought for a leg, Jack.
What'd you say?
That's a darling little bracelet you bought for a leg.
Oh, she had that, Virginia. I didn't buy it for her.
Well, may I read the inscription on the bracelet?
Sure. What does it say?
Strictly kosher.
Jack, how can she be strictly kosher standing next to a ham?
Warren, what are you laughing at? All dressed up in formal clothes and wearing yellow shoes.
I have on black shoes.
Yeah, not now. Look where that egg landed.
Oops. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Ted.
Oh, boy, am I exhausted.
Ted, you know Tilly lays an egg every time she hears a bad joke. Haven't I been having enough trouble with her?
Oh, so she's been a bad chicken, has she? I'll talk to her. You bad chicken, you naughty chicken, you mean chicken, you impudent chicken.
What are you doing, Ted?
I'm roasting a chicken.
No, don't mind him. No, don't mind him. Don't mind him. See what you've done, Ted? You hurt her feelings. I don't know why I associate with you.
That's the trouble, Jack. Ever since you got that chicken, you don't want to know me anymore.
Well, do you blame me? Tilly is like a true pal to me.
I could be a true pal to you, Jack.
Yeah, but Tilly likes to go out with me.
I'll go out with you.
Well, Tilly lays eggs for me.
You got me there.
Now, be careful with those jokes, Ted. You know what'll happen. She'll start laying eggs one after another. The only way I can stop her is to sing. I'm glad I found that out.
Say, why don't you take advantage of this hen and put her in a flower pot?
What for?
Well, every time she lays an egg, you'll have eggplant.
There she goes. Now, look
Look at your jump, kid. Why did you do that? Stop. Do something. Let's play the band, kid, so I can sing.
What's the matter?
Hey, well, she stopped, Jack. She must be.
I wish she had freewheeling. I guess her gears must be jammed.
Either that or her tank is empty.
She made it!
Playing I Never Knew.
Well, Jack, here we are beginning the second week of the New Year. Tell me, have you broken any New Year's resolutions?
No, Warren, but it's a very easy thing to break a New Year's resolution.
I don't think so, Jack.
Oh, absolutely. I'll prove it to you.
Now, how are you going to do it?
Well, I'll tell you. Remember last week Ted made a New Year's resolution that he isn't going to fight with anyone this coming year?
So what?
I'll bet you that I can make Ted break his resolution without any trouble.
All right, go ahead, try.
Okay. Ted!
Yes, Jack.
Your orchestra just played I Never Knew. That was one of your old compositions, wasn't it, Ted?
Yes, Jack, and that song will never die.
It would if you'd let it.
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. Hey, I made a resolution not to fight, but you just insulted me.
Yeah, what about it?
See this fist?
Yeah, so what?
It's pretty, isn't it?
I knew you were afraid to fight.
Is that so? I dare to step across this line.
See, Warren, he's weakening already. Okay, Ted, I'm over the line. So what?
Now you're on my side.
Just as I thought, you're yellow.
Nobody can talk like that to me and get away with it. I'll kill that guy. Hold me. Hold me back, Warren. Hold me back. Warren.
I'm busy, Ted.
That's all right. I'll wait.
Just as I thought, you're as white as a ghost. Why, you're scared to death.
Where I come from, that means fight.
Well, why don't you fight?
I'm not where I came from.
Go on, I'll slap you. I'll slap you down so far you'll strike oil.
That isn't refined.
I know, it's crude. There's only one trouble in fighting with you, Ted.
What's that?
How am I going to tell when you're unconscious?
Say, listen. Listen, Jack, if you fight me, you've got to fight my band. They think the world of me. They'll stick through me through thick and thin. Isn't that right, boys? Are you with me?
Fine. They all ran out on you.
Can I help if I've got an appointment?
Boy, what a molly. Wait a minute, Ted. Come in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes?
I'm one of the owners of O'Toole, O'Shaughnessy, O'Brien, and O'Kelly Health Club.
Which one are you?
I'm Shapiro, a silent partner. Mr. Mr. Healy, I heard over the radio that you are going to have a fight with Ted Fioriti, so I came to get you in the punk up condition.
You mean pink.
I don't mean pink, punk.
Well, have you got a well-equipped club?
Have we got a well-equipped club? We've got hot water, cold water, ice water, toilet water, softballs, baseballs, handballs and highballs, sun rays, violet rays, infrared rays and x-rays, trunks, bunks, dunks and bunks, rub downs, sit downs, up downs and downtowns, mud packs, ice packs, clay packs and salt packs, white soap, brown soap, pink soap and tin soap, heavy weights, light weights, overweights and underweights, mats, sweat, best and fat. By me, Mr. Shane.
All right, look. There's one thing I want to ask you.
Yes?
Can I get a good massage there?
Why, Mr. Healy, I personally will massage you until you're red all over. And I mean red with a capital B.
Wait a minute. Whoever heard of red starting with a B?
You never heard of Borscht?
I still say I don't need to go to your health club.
You don't? Why, look at you. You got even a double chin.
I haven't a double chin.
So what do you call that in front of your neck?
That's my necktie.
Well, your necktie needs a shave. Now, looky here, Mr. Healy. If you want to fight good, you got to reduce it. And for you, I have it a special 3-day diet.
Is it good?
It's positively a wonderful diet. I gave it to one man, and the first day, he lost 1 inch around the waist.
Is that so?
Yeah, man. And the second day, he lost 2 inches around the waist.
2 inches? What did he lose the third day?
His pants.
His pants. Wait a minute. I want to fight Ted Fiorito, and if I've got to reduce, I want to reduce in a hurry.
Ooh, that's a horse of another complexion. In that case, fight him now.
Fight him now? Yeah. But I want to lose 20 pounds of fat.
That's the quickest way. He'll knock your head off.
Mama.
Mr. Bean will sing you and swing you a song that will cheer you and thrill you the whole night long.
It's just a simple melody designed to haunt your memory. It's bound to get you instantly. It doesn't help you to beware before you even know it's there. You're playing to a catchy air, dancing with your favorite thrill. He will hold you closer still, and suddenly you'll both agree the dancing can be heavenly. It's just a simple melody.
Sing us a song.
We'd like to join you and help you along. I want you
to sing a simple melody.
I'll haunt you.
Designed to haunt your memory.
I'll haunt you.
You're bound to get you in the thing.
Oh, it'll thrill you and chill you and thrill you with joy. And you'll love it. It doesn't help you to beware.
You sing it
before you even know it's there.
You swing it.
You'll swing to a catchy air. Dancing with your favorite thrill. He will hold you closer still. And now I'm sure that you'll agree the dancing can be heavenly. It's just a simple melody. You'll find that while you are dancing, you'll soon be romancing alone.
It's just a simple melody.
Oh.
It's just a simple melody. Oh.
That was Virginia Vero and the Uptowners singing Just a Simple Melody. And now Warren Hull.
Thanks, Jack. And now, friends, let's take an imaginary trip up into the ski country. It's early morning, and the snow-covered slopes, glinting under the bright sun and in the clean, cold air, are alive with swift-moving figures skiing before breakfast, as the custom is up there. Two hungry skiers have just entered the little inn. Listen.
Ah, that was some spill I had, Fred. But you know, I'm kind of proud of that last stem turn of mine.
I'm catching onto it, too. But gosh, I wish I could get the zip into it that ski master does. And speaking of zip, it's in the air, too. Am I hungry?
And what an appetite I've got, too. And does that breakfast smell good?
Mm.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, let's sit down.
Orange juice and steaming hot coffee. And boy, pancakes and real Canadian bacon with good old log cabin syrup. Lead me to it. Say, how's to give me a crack of that log cabin?
And what of breakfast?
Whether you're going skiing or just going to work, pancakes and log cabin syrup. You know, folks who are active during the day need the foundation, the energy a good breakfast supplies. And pancakes and plenty of log cabin syrup do make the perfect breakfast. Log cabin syrup is a rich, mellow blend of three fine sugars, tangy Canadian and Vermont maples, blended with choice Southern cane. No wonder Log Cabin is America's largest selling fine table syrup. So give the family pancakes or waffles with Log Cabin syrup often through the winter. And be sure to have Log Cabin syrup on hand. Your grocer has it, wherever you are.
Virginia, come here.
Yes, Jack.
Would you like to go to the movies with me after the show?
Yes, I'd like to, but I have a date tonight. Can you make it tomorrow night?
No, this pass is only good for tonight.
I'm awfully sorry, Jack.
Well, that's all right. You know, Virginia, you look extra nice tonight. What is that, a new dress?
Uh-huh. Say, Jack, you've got a new suit on, too, haven't you?
Yeah.
Jack, isn't it strange, the strange little change that comes with a few new clothes, huh? And isn't it odd how people will nod whenever you strike a pose? I'm like Cinderella tonight, and you are my fella tonight. When we appear, we're certain to hear a series of ahs and ohs.
Oh, the music will blare, the people will stare, the moment they see us anywhere. I'll bet they'll think, well, lord and lady, who's this?
It'll be fun, and I can picture just how the waiters will bow. We're liable to be a social wow. I'll bet they'll bet we're lord and lady, who's this?
We'll be rubbing elbows with the best society, and when we do, they'll observe some hidey-hidey they never knew.
We'll be happy until the music is still, but baby, and they, I hope they think we're lord and lady, who's this?
On such a night when we are dressed right, let's join high society.
And let's crash a party, a Hollywood party. We'll both be celebrities.
You be Cinderella tonight, and I'll be your fella tonight.
And when we appear, remember, my dear, we're British nobility.
Here we are now.
So excited.
Good evening, sir. And whom shall I say is calling?
Say it's Lord and Lady. Who's this?
Very good, sir. Announcing Lord and Lady Who's This?
Oh, Lord and Lady Hoosers, how nice of you to drop in on my little party.
Well, we were just passing by and thought we'd say hello.
It is the truth.
Be quiet. She thinks we're Lord and Lady Hoosers.
Oh.
We are rubbing elbows with the best society. They think we're high hats, too.
Ooh.
You must act with more propriety, or we'll be through.
We'll be happy until the music is still. But if they find out our title is nil,
we'll be kicked out with our lord and lady, who's it?
That was Virginia Verrill, and yours truly singing Lord and Lady Hoosers. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
calling all cars, proceed to nearest NBC station at once. Jack Haley is about to break in to millions of homes with a Fairyland story. That is all. Goody, goody.
Oh, very well. I'll tell the story of my father's uncle on his mother's side. Horatio Secret Service O'Haley. And type of a policeman was on his feet all day, or the case of the howling dog. Our story opens in the offices of the Department of Criminal Inspection in New York. And Horatio Secret Agent O'Haley jumps into instant action. His nerves are taut, tightened, tense.
Well, Haley, I finally caught up with you.
Yeah. Well, I never expected to see you again.
I've come a long way to square this debt.
Why, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to give it to you right now.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Here you are. Here's the $2 I owe you.
Thanks, Joe. Any other time you want it, just come around.
By the way, the chief is due any minute.
Yeah. Hey, here comes the chief now.
Hello, boy.
Hi, Chief.
Hello, Chief. Hey, listen here, men. The DA is on my neck, and he wants a report on our crime cleanup. Tell me, how did you do with the East Side counterfeiters?
Oh, we cleaned them out, Chief.
Well, that's fine. How about the West Side mob?
We cleaned them out, too, Chief.
How did you do with that gang of crap shooters?
They cleaned us out.
I told you not to shoot it out with them.
Say, Chief, it's getting pretty bad in this town. The mobsters have warned us to steer clear of their rackets. Come in.
Listen, you guys, this is the last warning. I'm going to turn on the heat.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm just the janitor.
There goes the phone. Chief, I'll answer it. Police headquarters.
Will you send one of your policemen over to my house right away?
What's the matter, lady? Anything wrong?
No, I'm just lonesome.
Hey, just a minute. Come back here, you guys. This case calls for my personal attention. Inspector O'Haley, I leave you in charge.
But, gee, Chief, I haven't got a badge.
Yeah, you'll find my badge lying around somewhere. Here, take my seat behind the desk.
Oh, all right. Oh, ouch, ouch.
What happened?
I just found your badge.
Take care of that badge. I'm very fond of it.
I stuck on it myself.
Well, I got to be going, boys. It's 5:15, and the chief always leaves on time.
I hope he's on the right track. Well, men, now I'm the chief. You know, I'd like to have a big case come up right now, so I could solve it before the boss comes back. Hello?
Hello, chief. This is Officer Clancy reporting. I just came across a man who was stuck up.
What did you do?
Oh, I ignored him to complete his saying.
Come in. Inspector O'Haley, operator 23 reporting.
Okay, 23 can do. I'll tell you what, men. Hello, this is Inspector O'Haley.
I'm a little Inspector O'Haley. Me need help right away. Me lost in Chinatown.
Chinatown? Why don't you get Charlie Chan to help you?
No can do.
Why not?
Me, Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan?
Yes, me got important information.
What is it?
Me tell you when I see you.
Well, where are you?
Me tell you that too when I see you. Goodbye.
Boys, my big break has come. Come on, we're off to Chinatown. At last I have an opportunity to become a public benefactor. Millions of people are afraid to go out in the street. They fear the yellow peril.
The yellow peril? What's that?
Taxi cabs. Come on, men, we're off.
Here's the car, Inspector.
Okay. Wait a second, boys. Wait a minute, there's a message coming through.
Calling all cars. Calling car 72. Go to Joe's fruit stand and get me an apple.
Can I get an apple, too?
No, just one. That is all.
Come on, Chief. Let's get in the car.
What's that?
I said, come on, let's get in the car.
What, lose our parking place?
Say no.
Look, here comes the Chinatown sightseeing bus.
Good. Let's flag it. Okay.
Hey!
Hey, you!
Hey! What is it, officer?
Quick, take us to Chinatown. I'm looking for lost Chinaman.
Hop in.
No, Charlie Chan. Well, we're in the bus.
Now, folks, turn your left at 34th Street, which is between 33rd Street and 35th Street. 29th is next to 30th, and all the rest have 31 except 42nd, which has Times Square.
Faster. Faster, driver.
And here we have the Chrysler building, an imposing and a towering edifice, a tribute to the genius of Walter P. Chrysler.
Faster, faster.
I'm doing 60 now.
Apples, 2 for 5 cents. Apples, 2 for 5 cents.
Look out, you're going to hit that fruit cart.
Apple sauce, 5 cents a pound.
Faster, driver.
On the left, they have the Empire State Building, Woolworth, Wall Street, Chinatown.
What happened to the battery?
It went dead.
Here we are, Inspector. This is Hold Your Tongue's restaurant.
Okay, let's go in. Hey, you. Are you Hold Your Tongue?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, we're looking for Charlie Chan. You seen him?
Charlie Chan. Also, I met him last night.
Well, who was he with?
Newsreel and Silly Symphony. Also, see Jack Haley picture, flea preview.
You mean it was a free preview?
No, me flea, picture preview.
Now, listen. Listen, Hold Your Tongue. Hold Your Tongue. I'm Inspector O'Haley. Now, lock the door. We're going to grill your guests. Come on, boys. Let's go in the back room here.
Okay, Chief.
Hey, who's that intelligent-looking Chinaman? Who are you? What's your name?
My name, Long.
What's your first name?
Oso.
Oh, Oso Long.
So long, me go now.
Wait a minute. We're going to search this room. You got a lot of nice Chinese bric-a-brac here.
Once again, please, be no catch first time.
I said bric-a-brac. Don't you know what bric-a-brac means?
Oh, sure. Me see him in movie. Frank Buck. Bric-a-brac alive.
Listen, I'm Inspector O'Haley. I'm looking for Charlie Chan. He's lost.
Me look in Book of Wisdom. It tell everything.
What does it say?
Confucius say regarding man lost. When the exoplanetic and corporeal entity, which is the embodiment and personification of any member of the genus Homo sapiens, or transcends his proximity and juxtaposition to his contemporaries, that he is irrevocably and imprisoned, veiled behind an impertinent barrier. Then there is scant hope of surcease or a lift. Phooey!
What's the phooey for?
Phooey on those big words. Me don't like them.
Wait a minute, fellas. I got it. It just came to me. Hold your tongue as Charlie Chan. Grab him!
Wait! Me confess! Me confess!
What are you hiding out for, Charlie Chan?
Me hiding out from 20th Century Fox. Option time.
What's the idea of saying you lost?
Me lost in business.
You mean in this restaurant business?
No. Me got health club next room.
What have you got in there?
Me got hot water, cold water, ice water, friendly water.
Now, once more, let me remind you about that grand special offer we're making to all you who make pancakes.
Offer, Mr. Howard? What offer?
Just this, madam. The makers of Log Cabin would like to have you at least give Log Cabin syrup a try. For if you'll do that, we're pretty sure you'll make it your table syrup. So to make sure that your pancakes are always successful, the makers of Log Cabin syrup offer you a genuine Log Cabin copper griddle. It's solid copper, beautifully finished in chromium, has a retail value of $1.50 or more. It's about 8 inches in diameter, light in weight, and has a non-heat conducting handle. This griddle has been thoroughly tested and is guaranteed to give complete satisfaction.
But just how do I get one of these fine griddles, Mr. Hull?
Very easily. And it's a real bargain for you and every woman. Here's all you do. Send your name and address with only 50 cents in stamps or coin to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Only 50 cents for this $1.50 copper griddle? And you say, I send my name and address to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Right. And your griddle will be sent promptly. But remember, this offer is for a limited time only. So send for your griddle right away.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Verrill, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
Welcome to Log Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to our weekly jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree.
Tune in for a full hour of entertainment every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1/2 hour with, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. And at 8:30, another big Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood, starring Jack Haley.
Heard on this program was a selection of Just a Simple Melody from Strip Girl and Lord and Lady Hoosers from Gangway. This program came to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.